You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 256. I'm here at the Gallifrey One convention in Los Angeles for 2012, and it's been a whirlwind of activity. About 3,000 people, the highest number of attendees ever for this convention. And one of those attendees is a rather well-known fan of the show. He just happened to come by dressed in his 10th Doctor suit. Co-star of Mythbusters on Discovery Channel, Grant Imahara. I caught him in the hallway, and he was gracious enough to offer me a little bit of time.
Grant, what brings you to the Gallifrey One convention?
Actually, I'm just a fan of Doctor Who. I'm not doing any signings or appearances. This is just about coming to this con and looking at all the stuff and seeing all the people dressed up as all the different doctors and companions. I mean, it's really good fun.
I understand that you were here last year comparing costumes with Chris Hardwick from the Nerdist.
Actually, no. I am a friend of Chris's, and I was following his Twitter feed as he was at Galley last year, along with probably about a dozen other people who are friends of mine who were here. And that's when I decided, you know what? Next year, I'm going. And not only am I going, but I'm dressing as my favorite doctor, which is the 10th Doctor.
Now, you're anybody who follows your Twitter feed and anybody who keeps up with Mythbusters knows that you are well-versed in geek culture. But what is it about Doctor Who that appeals to you, and when did you get into it?
I began quite a while ago when Tom Baker was the Doctor. And it's interesting because I sort of resisted the reboot. And I ended up watching Torchwood first, as a matter of fact. But a lot of my friends were like, no. You have to give this Doctor Who reboot a chance. You have to watch it. And you have to start watching it from Eccleston. So I was like, all right, fine. I will. And I watched it, and I thought, oh, my God, this is great. I love the stories. I love the universe. And I don't know, it's I don't know what to say about it. It's very cool. I like it a lot.
As somebody in the entertainment industry, do you have a sense of how big Doctor Who is for folks out here? Is it still a culty thing, or has it hit that sort of medium spot between pop culture and mass culture and geek culture, or what?
You know, I really have a strong feeling that the BBC people don't have a grasp. I think they're starting to get an idea of just how big it is over here. But it didn't become clear to me until Comic-Con. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, my God. There are people camped out overnight for the Doctor Who panel, the big panel. And, you know, and now you'll see on BBC America, a lot of these shows are coming out, and it's something that is really big for people here. And I think that they're starting to get the idea that people in America really love Doctor Who. They love Doctor Who, they love Torchwood, they love this whole universe.
And my last question for you, and thanks so much for your time, you know, you have a convention to enjoy. How do you feel about the most recent seasons that Stephen Moffat has produced, Matt Smith's been in? If you were to give the series a grade right now, what would you think?
Oh, gosh. As I mentioned before, David Tennant is my...
Tennant's my guy, too.
He's my favorite doctor. And I had a tough time adjusting to Matt Smith, and I definitely am just starting to come around. But I really do like him. I really like the stories that have been on this season in particular. And if I had to give it a grade, gosh, I'd give it a really strong B+.
Can I encourage you to come up with some Doctor Who-related myths for an upcoming season?
Yeah, that's the number one. When people find out that I'm a fan of Doctor Who, they're like, so, can you bust the TARDIS being bigger on the inside?
Fantastic. Grant, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Many, many thanks to Grant Imahara for his generosity and patience. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast can be found at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or on Facebook at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.